大家一起低头默祷。
I'm praying silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日上午聚会，我们一起唱诗128首。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service. Let's sing hymn 128.
在四福音书里头啊，记载着耶稣的教训啊，耶稣的所行的事情。
In the four gospel records the teaching and the doings of the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们有的人的圣经啊，在四福音书里头，如果是凡是耶稣所说的话，都是用红色的字。
In some of the Bibles, whatever the Lord Jesus has said is written in red letters.
哦，所以很容易就知道说啊，这是主耶稣所说的。
So it's very easy for us to see that this is what the Lord Jesus has said.
啊，我们或许知道啊，但是啊，有一句耶稣的教训啊，却没有记载在四福音书里头。
And we may know this, but there's one teaching of the Lord Jesus that's not recorded in the four gospel.
而是被保罗啊所引用。
But it was what has been used by Paul.
啊，那是记载在《使徒行传》20:35。
And this is recorded in Acts chapter 20:35.
啊，保罗说啊，主耶稣教训说，施比受更为有福。
And Paul has said the Lord Jesus has taught him it's more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，能够给予是更加有福气的。
And it's more blessed to give.
啊，我们人总是倾向于。要占有，要拥有。
And for man, we always desire to possess.
啊，所以我们也很容易从小孩子听到说，我为什么要给弟弟？我为什么要给啊？要分给别人
？And so we often hear from the little children, why do I have to give this to my brother, or why do I have to give this to someone else?
啊，我想这样的心态啊，是一种天性啊，不但小孩子有啊，就是我们成人也是有。
I believe this is the nature of man. Not only the children have this, but even adults have this desire.
啊，所以为什么要？分给别人。
Why do we need to share with others?
啊，当然有很多的原因。
Of course, there are many reasons.
啊，但是我想这个原因就很够了。主耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
But I believe this reason is enough because the Lord Jesus has said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，那我们不但给人，而且要将最好的来给人。
Not only should we give, but we should give the best to other people.
啊，那什么到底什么是最好的
？But what is the best?
啊，我们就用给的对象。来做探讨。
And so we'd like to use the person, the audience who we give to as our study.
我们给人最好的是什么呢
？And what is the best that we can give to others?
我们从我们自己先来啊，先来看。
If we look at it from ourselves.
啊，虽然我们一再的强调人不要自私。
Although we emphasize that we should not be selfish.
哦，但是啊，我们也要爱自己。
But we also must love ourselves.
哦，有人说不会爱惜自己的人，他也不会去爱惜别人。
And some say that if you don't know how to love yourself, you will not know how to love others.
哦，所以我们要将最好的啊给我们自己。
And so we need to give the best to ourselves.
那是什么呢
？But what is this?
哦，那就是。尊重自己，爱惜自己。
And that is to respect ourselves and to care and love for ourselves.
使徒保罗说，我们是啊，重价所买来的。
And Paul has said that we are bought with a great price.
啊，说我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
啊，从神来的圣灵要住在我们里头。
And the Holy Spirit that comes from the Lord will live within us.
啊，为什么神的灵？可以住在我们里头。
And why is it that the Lord's Spirit can live in our body?
啊，因为主耶稣用他的宝血来救赎我们，来买我们。
Because the Lord Jesus has purchased us with His precious blood.
啊，因为有主耶稣的宝血啊，所以神的灵可以住在我们里头。
Because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord can live within us.
啊，所以我们要爱惜自己。
And so we must love ourselves.
啊， 那什么叫做爱惜自己
？And what does it mean to love ourselves？
啊，就是保罗所说的，说要在你们的身体上来荣耀神。
And that is what Paul has said. We must glorify the Lord through our body.
啊，因为我们已经不再属于我们自己。
Because we no longer belong to ourselves.
啊，我们是属于神。
We belong to God.
啊，所以我们在生活当中爱自己，我们就是留意我们自己的言语行为。
And so in our life, if we love ourselves, then we'll be concerned with our deeds and our speech.
啊，但是有人呢，啊，却不能够将最好的给自己。
But some people cannot give the best to themselves.
啊，圣经里头有一个人物啊，在描写他的时候啊，我觉得那个用词啊，啊，用的啊，非常的有意思。
And the Bible describes a certain character, and I believe when it was describing him, it used a very interesting description.
我们请看《列王记上》二十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上二十一章二十节。
First Kings chapter 21 verse 20.
二十节，亚哈对以利亚说：“我仇敌啊，你找到我吗？”他回答说：“我找到你了，因为你卖了自己，行神眼中看为恶的事。”啊，这个是亚哈跟以利亚相遇的时候他们的对话。
And this is a conversation between Ahab and Elijah.
这个一般的人都是很欢迎先知的。
And most people will welcome the prophets.
啊，照说啊，做一个国王，他应该是更欢迎先知才对。
And as a king, he should have even more welcomed the prophets.
啊，但是从他们的对话里头啊，我们看到这个亚哈对先知啊，却是啊很敌对的，很仇视的。
But from their conversation, we can see that Ahab saw Elijah as an enemy.
啊，他没有称先知啊，他称我的仇敌。
And he did not call him a prophet, but he called him his enemy.
那这个先知对这个王的回话啊，也是很不客气的。
And the response of Elijah to the king was also not very friendly.
啊，这个以利亚对亚哈说啊，你卖了你自己。
Elijah said to Ahab, "You have sold yourself."
啊，我们再请看二十五节。
Let's continue to read verse 25.
从来没有像亚哈的，因为他自卖。行神眼中看为恶的事，受了王后耶洗别的耸动啊！再一次的说，这个亚哈这一个人呢、啊，他是把自己卖掉。
And here mentioned once again, Ahab has sold himself.
哦，在生活当中啊，我们如果说被出卖啊，啊，这是一个很负面的事情。
And in our life, if we are betrayed, this is something very negative.
哦，那这里这个亚哈王啊，他是自己出卖自己。
And here Ahab, he has betrayed himself.
啊，那这里所说的就是啊，他行神眼中看为恶的事。
And here it says that he has done wickedness in the eyes of the Lord.
啊，他没有将最好的来给自己。
He did not give the best to himself.
他没有爱惜自己，他没有尊重自己。
He did not love himself, nor did he respect himself.
啊，他是旧约神的显明，神的百姓。
And he is a chosen one of the Lord in the Old Testament.
哦，他不但是选民，他也是选民当中的国王。
And he's not only the chosen one, but he's the king among the chosen people.
但是他却是一个出卖自己的人。
But he is one who has sold himself.
啊，在历史当，在这个历史当中啊，我们只要谈到恶不好的王，一定会去想到亚哈。
In history, if we talk about wicked kings, we'll definitely think of King Ahab.
啊。他不能够在生活当中留意自己的言语行为。
And he cannot he was not concerned with his actions and his speech in his life.
啊，所以我们这个给自己最好的呢，啊，就是尊重自己，尊重自己的啊自己的身份。
And so to give the best for ourselves means to respect ourselves and to respect our own status.
啊。我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I am a member of the True Jesus Church.
啊，我是主耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
I am purchased by the precious blood of the Lord.
啊，我是从万民当中所被分别出来的。
I am one who has been separated from among all the people.
啊，我不出卖自己，我要将最好的给自己。
I will not sell myself, and I will give the best to myself.
啊，我好好的来查考神的教训。
I will diligently study the teachings of the Lord.
啊，我来遵守神的教训。
And I will obey the teachings of the Lord.
啊，用我的身体来荣耀神。
And I will use my body to glorify the Lord.
啊， 那我们对我们的父亲，我们给他什么是最好的呢？
And what is the best we can give to our father?
啊，就是能够顺从，能够尊重我们的父亲。
And that is to be obedient and to be respectful.
在箴言里头，常常用父亲对儿子来讲话的这种口气。
In the book of Proverbs, they often use the tone of a father speaking to a child.
啊，那常常就是这个父亲对儿子说，你要听。
And it often says, the father says to the son, you must hear.
啊，我现在给你的教训，你要去谨守。
And the teaching I am about to give you, you must obey.
啊，父亲在一般人的心目中啊，是伟大的。
And the father in most people's eyes, are great.
啊，对这么伟大的父亲，我们实在应该也将最好的来给他。
And for such a great person, we must give them the best.
啊，而且这是主耶稣所说的是有福气的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus has said: "We'll be blessed if we do it."
啊，当我们能够顺从我们的父亲
，and if we can obey our father,
啊，那我们的父亲能够从我们来得到欢喜快乐
，and our father will be able to receive joy through us.
啊，我想这是每一个做父亲的人他真正所想要的。
I believe this is what everyone who is a father, this is what they truly want.
啊，圣经里头很多的人物都能够代表所有的父亲
，and there are many characters in the Bible that can represent all the fathers.
啊，其中大卫啊，他也是一个可以代表所有父亲的人。
Among them, David is one who can represent all the fathers.
啊，在大卫即将离世之前，他对所罗门王怎么说呢
？And before David left this world, what did he say to Solomon?
啊，请看《列王记上》第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章第一节。
First Kings chapter 2, verse 1.
大卫的死期临近了，就嘱咐他的儿子所罗门说：“第二节
，verse two，
我现在要走世人必走的路，所以你当刚强，做大丈夫。”第三节
，verse three，
遵守主你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，遵守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。真的。就像主耶稣所说的，施比受更为有福。
And just as the Lord Jesus has said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，如果所罗门王啊，他真的能够顺从、尊重他的父亲大卫
，If Solomon can truly be obedient and to respect his father David,
他就是给大卫最好的。
Then he has given David the best.
而他自己能够得到什么呢
？And what can he himself receive?
啊，这个。第三节的最后一句话说：“你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。”
In the last sentence of verse 3 says, "You will be prosperous in all things you do and wherever you turn."
哦，我们可以看到说这是一个很好的一个配合。
And we can see that this is a very good complement to each other.
做儿子的将最好的来给父亲。
And as the son, he has given the best to his father.
而结果做儿子的却要得到。最好、最好的、最大的福气。
And being the son, he will receive the greatest blessing.
哦，还有什么福气能够跟神所给的福气来相比呢
？And is there any blessing that can compare to the blessing of the Lord?
哦，那我们也可以从这里来体会到做父亲的心。
And from here, we can also see the attitude of the father.
哦，一般感觉上啊，做父亲的总是比较严格、比较严厉。
And some people will feel that the father is more strict.
哦，但是常常在这个严格、严厉当中啊，是包含着很大的福气、很大的爱。
But in his strictness, he often encompasses a lot of blessing and love.
哦，在这里说，大卫啊，他已经啊，这个死期临近了。
And here it says that the time of David had come.
啊，大卫已经走了他的一生。
And David has already walked his life.
啊，大卫已经对整个人生他有一个很有智慧的啊一个结论。
And David already had a very wise conclusion to his life.
哦，他要将这个最有智慧、最好的结论来送给他的儿子。
And he wanted to give this great wisdom and this great conclusion to his son.
哦，那这个儿子如果也能够将最好的来给父亲。
And the son can also give the best to the father.
哇，那这个儿子不但得到父亲的最好的，也要得到神的最好的。
And so the son will not only receive what is the best from the father, but also the best from the Lord.
啊，所以真的就像主耶稣所说的，施比受更为有福。
So just as the Lord Jesus has said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
对我们的母亲，我们给她什么最好的？
And to our mother, what is the best we can give them?
啊，就是能够让我们的母亲常常能够以我们为骄傲。
And that is for our mothers to be always proud of us.
这个就是将最好的来给母亲。
And this is to give the best to our mother.
啊，一个成熟的母亲，她知道自己的孩子能够啊的长处是什么，她能够把什么事情做得很好。
And a mother will know what is the good qualities of her own children.
啊，那这孩子如果在自己的长处上好好的表现
，if these children can perform well in what they're good at，
啊，他一定能够让他的母亲为他感到骄傲。
Then they will make their mother proud. 啊，
这个称颂母亲的啊的文章啊，或者是遗迹啊，通常比称赞父亲还要多。
And usually there's more literature that praises the mother than the father.
啊，如果要比伟大的话。啊，或许母亲比父亲更伟大。
If you want to compare greatness, perhaps the mother is better than the father.
啊，所以我们也实在应该将最好的来给我们的母亲。
And so we must give our best to our mother.
我们来看主耶稣的榜样。
Let's see the example of the Lord Jesus.
请看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 4.
路加福音第四章十四节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。十五节。
15.
他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。啊，这里说到这个主耶稣在加利利一带啊，他得到众人的称赞。
And here it says that the Lord Jesus was glorified in Galilee.
啊，这个。传讲神的啊，传讲神的福音，教训人啊，这正是啊主耶稣的专长。
And to preach the gospel of the Lord and to teach others, this is the strength of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以大约耶稣30岁之后，他就开始出来传讲天国的福音。
And so at about the age of 30, the Lord Jesus came out to preach.
啊，我们可以看到啊，主耶稣他不辞辛劳的，极力的。来宣传天国的福音。
We can see that the Lord Jesus labored to spread the gospel.
啊，凡是听到的人都得到益处，都称赞主耶稣。
And whoever heard his words were benefited, and they glorified him.
啊，再请看到路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章二十七节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 27.
二十七节，耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了！”啊，这里有人啊，听了主耶稣的讲论之后呢，啊，就想到说，能够做主耶稣的母亲的那一个女人呢，是一个有福气的人。
And after someone heard his words, they felt that it is blessed to be the mother of the Lord Jesus.
啊，这个就是主耶稣他给他的母亲玛利亚。最好的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus has given to the best that the Lord Jesus has given to his mother.
啊，神给我们每一个人都会啊，都会有一个啊突出特别的地方。
And the Lord has given every one of us our strengths and our talents.
啊，通常我们的母亲呢、啊，她是最了解我们。
And usually our mother is the one who understands us the most.
啊，所以我们也是一样啊，要听妈妈的啊，听妈妈的这个教导。
And so we must listen to the teaching of our mother.
啊，在我们在神所给我们的恩赐上面啊，在母亲的这个教导指引下啊，来把它发挥出来。
And to develop our grace that the Lord has given us from the guidance of our mother.
啊，让我们的妈妈能够以我们为骄傲。
And so that our mother will be proud of us.
啊，那无论我们自己觉得我们多么有成就啊，如果我们的妈妈不能够以我们为傲的话啊，那我们并没有把最好的给妈妈。
And regardless of how successful we believe we are, if our mother cannot be proud of us, then we have not given the best to her.
我们或许会觉得奇怪，我这么的成功，为什么我的妈妈不会以我为傲？
And sometimes we may think that, why is it that I'm so successful, but my mother was not proud of me?
真的会有这样的事情吗?
Was there really such a occurrence?
真的，我们做儿女的不留意的话， 真的是会有这样的遗憾。
And if we do not take note to our deeds and action, then we'll have these regrets.
在旧约圣经里头， 有一对双胞胎就是以扫跟雅各。
In the Old Testament, there is a set of twins, Jacob and Esau.
在他们早年的时候，从人的眼光来看，这个以扫算他是比较成功。
And in their early age, from the eyes of man, Esau is more successful.
因为以扫像个男子汉。
Because Esau was a strong man.
他这个外向，他在田野里，在这个野外，在田野里头来讨生活，来努力。
And his appearance, and also the way he tried to find his livelihood in the wilderness.
他也是一个成功的人。
He is a successful person.
但是做妈妈的有没有以他为骄傲呢？
But was his mother proud of him?
我们请看创世纪26章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪26章。
34节。Genesis 26 verse 34。34节，以扫40岁的时候娶了赫人比利的女儿尤迪以赫人以伦的女儿巴实抹为妻。35节。35。他们常使以扫和利百加心里愁烦。在这里说，这很成功的以扫啊。
他却常常让妈妈心里愁烦。And
here it says that Esau, who is very successful, was often a grief to the minds of his mother.
所以我们自己认为的成功，不一定是我们的母亲会引以为傲。So
what we feel as being successful may not be what our mother feel will be proud of us.
如果我们爱我们的妈妈，我们要好好的去留意。And
if we love our mother, then we must take note of this.
什么才能够让我的母亲引以为傲？
What will make my mother proud?
如果你的母亲是一个非常虔诚的拜神的人，是一个虔诚的基督徒。
And if your mother is a very devout Christian,
那你应该知道，你母亲会引以为傲的是你怎么在走你这一条信仰的道路。
And we will know that what will make our mother proud is how we walk on this path of faith.
我们有儿女的，我们都爱我们的儿女。
And those who have children will love their own children.
再怎么辛苦，我们愿意把最好的给我们的儿女。
No matter how hard our life is, we will give the best to our children.
那对我们的儿女，我们能够给他们最好的是什么？
And what is the best we can give to our children?
有很多事情我们愿意来代替我们的儿女，但是却是没有办法。
And there are many things that we would like to take the place of our children, but we cannot.
比如说，我们认为信仰非常的重要。
And for example, if we feel that faith is very important.
但是我们的信仰不能够去代替我们儿女的信仰。
But our faith cannot replace the faith of our children.
所以在圣经里头提到神，总是说神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And so the Bible often says that this is the Lord of Abraham, the Lord of Isaac, and the Lord of Jacob.
跟神的关系是每一个人自己要去建立。
And the relationship with the Lord is something that everyone must build up themselves.
我们对神的敬畏没有办法去代替我们儿女对神的敬畏。
And our fear and respect for the Lord cannot replace that of our children.
但是我们知道敬拜敬畏神是那么的重要。
But we know that it's very important to respect and fear the Lord.
那不能代替他们，那我们能够做什么？
And if we cannot replace them, then what can we do?
就是能够给儿女的最好的就是做他们的榜样。
And the best we can give to them is to be their example.
能够给儿女的就是给他们一个很好的信仰的环境。
And what we can give them is a very good environment for their faith.
如果我们认为神是最重要的。
If we feel that the Lord is the most important.
如果我们认为信仰可以给我们的儿女带来最大的好处。
And if we feel that faith can bring the greatest benefit to our children.
那我们就应该知道什么，我们能够给儿女。 什么是可以给儿女最好的？
Then we will know what is the best we can give to our children.
在这个列王记里头，常常会出现这样的一句话。
And in Kings, there's often a phrase.
那些蒙神祝福的国王，他们常常是效法他们的主大卫。
And the kings who are blessed by the Lord often follow the examples of their father David.
行神眼中看为正的事情。
To do what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
啊，这个大卫啊，不但是儿子的好模范啊，更是他的子孙的好模范。
And David is not only a good example to his son, but also to all of his descendants.
啊，所以我们能够给儿女最好的，就是给他们留下好的正面的模范。
And so the best we can give to our children is to give them good examples.
啊，那我们越来越知道这一个啊，这件事情的重要。
And we will slowly realize how important this is.
啊，所以我常常实在可以看到很多父母亲啊，他们真的很留意给儿女留下什么样的啊模范。
And so I can see that some parents will often be very careful what examples they're setting for their children.
啊，比如说越来越多的父母亲啊，他们不会轻易的在儿女面前啊有那种争执啊，或者是甚至吵架的事情。
And many parents will try not to have any arguments in front of their children. 啊，
那如果说我们留下好榜样，也再加上能够给他们一些管教的话，那就更好。
If we can give them good examples and also give them some good discipline and teaching, then this will be better.
啊，我们现在是很看重这个留下榜样。
And we will emphasize giving them a good example.
啊，但是有时候我们忽略了这个管教。
But sometimes we will overlook discipline.
哦，那其实对儿女的管教啊，它也常常有一个时间性。
And there's also a time to discipline the children.
哦，我们要把握住那个可以管教的那段时间呢、啊。要留意去管教我们的儿女。
We must grasp on the opportunity, to the time where we can discipline them.
啊，施比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
我们如果这样来啊，来给我们的儿女。
If we can do this and give this to our children.
啊，真的，我们的儿女啊，会成让我们引以为傲。
Then our children will be proud of us.
啊，我们的儿女啊，成为我们的这个欢喜快乐的原因之一。
And our children will be the source of our joy.
我们请看箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言二十九章十五节。
Proverbs 29 verse 15.
十五节，杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲。羞愧啊！这里在谈到啊，对儿女的管教。
And he talks about the discipline we should give to our children.
啊，这里提到管教能够加增孩子的智慧。
Here it says that discipline will give wisdom.
啊，那当然，管教的方式有很多。
But of course, there are many ways to give discipline.
好，我们稍微努力一下，用一点心呢、啊，我们可以找到说怎样的管教方式对我们的儿女是很恰当的。
And if we put some effort into this, then we'll find the best way to discipline our children.
哦，所以不一定说你是杖打和责备，但是那个精神在，他的精神就是说要去管教。
And we not necessarily need to use a rod and to rebuke, but we must have the spirit of discipline.
再请看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
管教你的儿子，他就使你得安息，也必使你心里啊，也必使你心里喜乐。啊，在这里也是一样强调的。要管教我们的孩子。
Here also emphasize that we must discipline our children.
这个啊，现代啊，有些啊，这个做妈妈的 啊，说坦白啊，他们宁可出外去工作啊，这个很辛苦的做八个小时、十个小时啊，不愿意。这个带自己的孩子。
And today there are many mothers who are willing to work 8 or 10 hours a day, than to raise their own children.
啊，真的，这个带孩子啊，是一个很大的啊、哦、很大的投入。
And to raise our children is a very good, very great investment.
啊，真的带孩子啊，是一个很大的给予。
And to raise your children, this is a very large sacrifice.
啊，但是无论如何啊，啊，我们用啊需要用心的啊去管教我们的儿女。
But regardless of what happens, we must put some effort into teaching our children.
啊，这个如果我们是职业妇女啊，不等于说我们就啊就没有办法去管教我们的儿女。
If you're a professional woman, it's not that you cannot raise your own children.
哦，要紧的是我们有没有那个意愿，有没有那个心。
But what is more important is whether you have the desire to do so.
哦，我想我们 既然生了我们的儿女，我们都是最爱他们的。
I believe that if we have given birth to our children, we are the one who loves them the most.
啊，我们要给他们最好的。
We must give them the best.
给他们留下好的榜样。
And to give a good example to them.
啊，花时间、花精神来管教他们。
So put forth the effort and the time to raise them and discipline them. 啊，
对我们的朋友，哦，我们也是需要将最好的给我们的朋友。
And to our friends, we also must give them the best.
啊，什么是？给我们朋友啊最好的东西。
And what is the best we can give to our friends?
啊，给我们的朋友我们的心。
And the best we can give them is our heart.
啊，所以我们常常说，这个朋友很多，但是能够交心的却是不多。
And so we often say we have many friends, but there are only a few that we can have a heart-to-heart conversation with.
哦，所以有时候提到朋友啊，我们总是会问说。你的定义是什么
？And so sometimes when we talk about friends, we often say, "What is your definition of a friend?"
哦，如果不是交心的朋友啊，啊，那朋友当然很多。
And if they're not close friends, then we have many friends.
啊，那所以给我们的朋友最好的就是我们的心。
And so the best we can give to our friends is our heart.
啊，当我们能够真诚的来对待我们的朋友，我们所得到的也常常会是朋友。很真诚的来对待我们。
If we can give our friends our sincerity, and oftentimes we'll receive their sincerity in return.
但是很多的时候，为什么友情会变色
？And why? But oftentimes, why is it that the friendship will change?
为什么很好的友情啊会互相翻脸
？And why is it that sometimes a good friendship will turn sour?
就是常常我们将这个所谓对朋友的交心呢，我们把它误用了。
And oftentimes because we have misused their sincerity.
哦，将我们的心给朋友啊，不是说这个啊，这个传话啊，讲一些这个啊，这个闲话。
And to give our hearts to our friends does not mean that we speak gossips with them.
好，我们常常觉得说啊，这个啊，讲一些很秘密的话给朋友知道啊，这个就是交心。
And sometimes we'll feel that if we tell our friends some secrets, then this is to give them our hearts.
啊，其实刚好相反。
But this is the exact opposite.
啊，常常因为这种的交心，结果破坏了友谊。
And oftentimes because of these secrets, will destroy our friendship.
我们请看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章啊，十九节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19.
十九节说：“往来传舌的、泄露密事的、大张嘴的，是不可以与他结交的。”啊，既然不可以结交啊，就是破坏友情。
And since we cannot associate with these people, then our friendship will be destroyed.
哦，所以这个往来传舌、泄露密事啊，这个不是真正的所谓的诚心交心。
And to gossip and to reveal secrets, this is not a true heart-to-heart conversation.
哦，但是为什么我们常常会落入这样的一个陷阱跟错误里头
？But why is it oftentimes we'll fall into this trap and this mistake?
哦，因为我们人性啊，就是喜欢知道一些别人的秘密。
Because it is our nature to want to know other people's secrets.
啊，我们喜欢听。一些传言。
We'd like to hear rumors.
啊，我们请参考箴言二十六章二十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 26, verse 22.
啊，二十二节。
Verse 22.
传舌人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。啊，这就是为什么有人喜欢讲，有人喜欢听。
And this is why some people like to speak gossip, and some people like to hear gossip.
啊，结果因为这不是将最好的给朋友。
But this is not to give the best to our friends.
好，所以就不会是施比受更为有福。
So it is more blessed to give than to receive does not apply here.
哦，反而是得到的是这个友情破裂、友情翻脸的一个负面的结果。
But what we will receive is a broken friendship.
我们请看箴言二十二章十一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22, verse 11.
十一节，喜爱清心的人。啊，因他嘴上的恩言，王必以他啊为友。啊，我们宁可啊是这个做一个清心的人。
So we'd rather be a person of pure heart.
啊，那我们所说的是很真诚的，很可靠的。
And what we say is a very sincere and very trustworthy.
哦，连这个国王啊都要成为我们的朋友。
And even the king will be our friends.
哦，所以这个是真正的 真正的将最好的来给朋友。
And this is truly giving the best to our friends.
是这一种这个诚实可靠的诚实做一个诚实可靠的人。
And this is to be a truly trustworthy person.
不是那种这个甜言甜言蜜语的友情。
And this is not a friendship based on sweet talk.
我们请看箴言二十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 27.
箴言二十七章第五节。
27 verse 5.
当面的责备强如背地的爱情。第六节。
Verse 6.
朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴，却是多疑。第九节。
Verse 9.
膏油与香料使人心里喜悦，朋友诚实的劝教也是也是如此甘美。愿神祝福我们让我们都在人生里头能够拥有这一种交心的朋友。
May the Lord bless us so that we may all have these sincere friends in our lives.
在我们生活的周遭有许许多多的人。
And around in our lives there are many people.
我们将最好的来给人。
We must give our best to these people around us.
就是我们的这种慈悲，我们的善行。
And that is our goodness and our good deeds.
所以在彼得后书第一章在讲到这个灵性的追求。
And so in 2 Peter chapter 1, it talks about the pursuit of our spirituality.
这个彼得提到有了一个项目，还要再加上另外一个项目。
And Peter has said, once you have something, you must add to it.
到最后就是爱，要有爱众人的心。
And in the end, you must have a heart of loving all men.
所以我们常常存着一个对周遭的人很慈悲的一个心胸。
And so if we have a heart of compassion to the people around us,
我们请看传道书十一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书十一章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1.
旧约圣经八百零三页，传道书十一章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1.
当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着。第二节。
Verse 2.
你要分给七个人，或分给八个人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。这里说用这个这个粮食来讲这个行善。
And here it describes bread as doing good.
这个将粮食撒在水面上不是一种浪费。
And to cast the bread upon the water is not a wasteful act.
就是让我们的善行是很容易的这个在我们的生活当中。
And this means that we must allow our good deeds to be easily found in our lives.
第二节讲到说不但分给七人是更进一步的要分给八个人。
In verse 2 it says that you give a serving to seven and furthermore to eight.
我们趁着有那个能力的时候就要做。
And we must do it while we have the ability.
因为你不知道什么时候灾祸会临到这个地上。
Because you don't know when the evil will be on this earth.
因为我们不知道什么时候我们会失去了那个去行善的力量。
And we don't know when we'll lose this ability to do good.
所以把握机会将最好的来给人。
So we must grasp onto the opportunity to give the best to people around us.
那提到粮食，我们知道我们有天上的粮食。
And speaking of bread, we know that we have the heavenly bread.
我们拥有那全备的福音。
And we have the full and complete gospel.
我们更应该将这个福音好像撒在水面上。
We must spread this gospel upon the waters.
让人很容易的就能够得着。
So that people can easily receive them.
是一种白白的给人。
This is something that we give freely.
是不灰心的，是不去计较别人的回报的。
And this is something that will not be discouraged in, and we will not be concerned with what we'll receive in return.
只要我们能够把握住机会这里说这个日久必能得着。
And if we can grasp onto the opportunity, then one day we'll find it.
所以对我们周遭的人，我们存着慈悲怜悯的心。将最好的事情来做在他们的身上。
So to those around us, we must have a heart of compassion and give them our best.
将最宝贵的福音来给他们。
And to give them the most precious gospel.
在生活当中，我们也会有所谓的敌人。
in our life, we also have the so-called enemies.
连敌人，我们也应该把最好的给他们。
And we should also give our best even to our enemies.
因为施比受更为有福。
Because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
那什么是给敌人最好的？
And what does it mean to give the best to our enemies?
就是赦免他们，原谅他们。
And that is to forgive them.
这也是主耶稣所给我们留下的一个很高的一个榜样跟标准。
And this is also the highest example the Lord Jesus has given to us.
主耶稣在十字架上，圣经所记载的第一句话就是赦免，就是原谅。
And on the cross, the first words that the Bible has recorded of the Lord Jesus is words of forgiveness.
主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
And the Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because what they're doing, they do not know.
真的，常常所谓的敌人呢，是因为对方的无知。
And oftentimes our enemy are there because of their own ignorance.
能够原谅一个真正的敌人吗？
Can you truly forgive your enemies?
是很困难，但是事实上是可以做到。
And it is very difficult, but it is something that can be done.
比如说《使徒行传》第七章里头的司提缓，他就做到了。
For example, Acts chapter 7, Stephen has accomplished this.
为什么他能够将最好的给敌人？
Why is it that he can give the best to his enemies?
因为他实在明白了主耶稣在十字架上的那一句话。
Because he has truly understood the words of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
主耶稣说，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
The Lord Jesus said, for they do not know what they are doing.
因为人的无知，所以他成为我们的敌人。
And because of their own ignorance, they became our enemies.
因为他们的无知，所以是可以来原谅，可以来赦免的。
And because of their ignorance, we can forgive them.
那有时候并不是那么的严重啊，是敌人啊，只是一个所谓的好像对头。
And sometimes there's not people may not quite be our enemies, but just our opposition.
就是总是好像跟我们过不去，好像总是在反对我们。
And they often seem, it often seems like they're always opposing us.
不到那种敌人的程度但是也却成为我们生活当中的一个很大的一个困扰。
And although they're not quite our enemies, but they are a burden to our life.
这种人也是要将最好的给他。
And we should also give our best to these people.
就是能够容忍他。
And that is to bear them.
有的人是真的是为反对而反对。
And some people are opposed just for the sake of opposition.
有时候你也不知道为什么他对你的印象就是这么的不好。
And sometimes you don't know why they have such a negative impression of you.
因为他印象对你不好，所以他总是好像跟你作对。
And because they have a negative impression of you, so they're always opposing you.
因为他对你印象不好，他总是给你不好的脸色看。
And because they have a negative impression of you, they do not smile at you.
因为他对你印象不好，所以在工作上也常常不愿意跟你好好的合作。
And because they have a negative impression of you, they often refuse to cooperate with you.
这样的人，主耶稣也是说，你要将最好的给他。
And the Lord Jesus has said, you must also give your best to these kind of people.
主耶稣给我们的应许也是一样，你施比受更为有福。
And the promise of the Lord has that he has given to us is still the same. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以容忍他，就像保罗在罗马书里头所说的，说留一个空间给神。
And to bear them is just as what Paul has said in the book of Romans, to leave some space for the Lord.
让神为你来处理这件事情。
And to allow the Lord to take care of this for you.
所以我们看到圣经里头很多伟大的人物，他们就是将最好的来给他的对头。
And so many great characters in the Bible has given their best to their opposition.
当大卫在承担他为他的罪所应该承担的这种责任的时候，
and when David was bearing what he has bore for his sins,
在这种受处罚当中，最重要的是能够得到神的这种怜悯。
And in his punishment, the most important thing he wanted to receive was the mercy of the Lord.
神真的也是大大的怜悯大卫。
And the Lord truly has shown his great mercy upon David.
其中有一个原因，应该就是大卫将最好的来给他的对头。
And one of the reasons is that David has given the best to his opposition.
我们知道那一段故事有一个这个便雅悯族的一个叫做示梅的人。
And we know that there was a certain Benjamin, a certain person from the tribe of Benjamin.
好，趁着大卫在这种这个苦难当中啊，啊，他来羞辱，哦，来辱骂大卫。
And while David was in his sufferings, he came to rebuke David.
好，这么好的一个王，他在困难当中，啊，应该是来啊来安慰他啊，来加添他的力量。
And for such a good king, the people should come to comfort him in his sufferings.
啊，但是这个人呢，却带给大卫啊，更加的愁苦。
But he brought greater suffering upon David.
哦，连大卫身旁的他的勇士啊，都觉得不能够啊，是这个是不可容忍的事情。
Even the warriors around David felt that this was not something they can bear.
啊，但是大卫他却能够容忍。这个对头。
But David was able to bear this opposition.
哦，他说，或许因为我这样子，神就怜悯了我。
And he said, perhaps because I do this, the Lord will have mercy upon me.
啊，真的，他施比受更为有福。
And truly, he was more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，我们也真的看到神对他的怜悯。
And we can truly see the mercy the Lord has shown upon him.
啊，这个以撒。他如何对待非利士人，也是一个很好的例子。
And how Isaac treated the Philistines is also a very good example.
啊，因为以撒他蒙神祝福，他变得非常的丰富。
And because he was blessed by the Lord, Isaac was very prosperous.
啊，有时候丰富啊，惹来的不是啊，并不是敌人，但是惹来的人的这种啊，这种啊，这个对抗的心。
And sometimes prosperity will not bring us enemies, but just opposition.
哦，所以当时的这个非利士人呢，他们就百般的啊来啊来这个啊刁难啊这个以撒。
And so the Philistines at the time tried to give Isaac a hard time.
啊，那这个以撒他将最好的来给非利士人。
And Isaac gave the best to the Philistines.
哦，他就是容忍。
And he was able to bear them.
哦，那好像他的空间越来越小。
And it seems that his space is becoming smaller and smaller.
啊，因为这个非利士人呢，一直的在赶逐他。
Because the Philistines continue to cast him out.
哦，所以在人来看呢，他的活动空间越来越窄。
And it seems that his living space is becoming smaller and smaller.
哦，但是最后以撒说我是宽广的。
But in the end, Isaac said that I am free.
哦，因为他将最好的。来给他的对头。
Because he has given the best to his opposition.
那我们是不是也应该把最好的给神呢？
And should we give the best to God?
请看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
旧约224页，《生命记》六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
第四节，以色列啊，你要听主，我们神是独一的主。第五节
，verse five，
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。啊，当然，我们也要将最好的来给神。
Of course, we must give our best to God.
啊，但是啊，那什么是将最好的给神呢
？But what does it mean to give our best to God?
啊，如果我们能够将早上我们所讲的这些，把最好的来给人。
And if we can give what we have mentioned this morning to give our best to man,
哦，那么我们就离开这一条最大的诫命啊，不远了。
Then we will not be far from this greatest commandment.
啊，因为坐在人的身上，就是坐在神的身上。
Because what we do for man, we do for God.
啊，如果我们真的能够将最好的来给人，那么我们也就做到了把最好的给神。
And if we can give what is our best for man, then we have done.Then we have given our best to God.
哦，如果我们爱神的话，我们真的要常常提醒自己，我如何来对待我周遭的人。
And if we truly love the Lord, then we must remind ourselves how we should treat the people around us.
哦，从自己的家庭这样一直的推出去。
From ourselves into our family and to continue outwards.
哦，我们一起唱诗415首。
Let's sing hymn number 415.
Give all your best. 将最好的给自己， 就是尊重自己。
To give the best to ourselves is to respect ourselves.
将最好的给我们的父亲呢，就是能够顺从、尊重他的教训。
And to give the best to our father is to respect and obey his teachings.
将最好的给我们的母亲，就是让她以你为傲。
To give the best to our mother is to make her proud.
将最好的给我们的孩子，就是给他们榜样。
And to give the best to our children is to give them a good example.
将最好的给我们的朋友，将我们的心给他。
And to give the best to our friend is to give them our hearts.
将最好的给我们周遭的人，就是多多的行善。
And to give the best to the people around us is to do good.
将最好的给我们的敌人，就是赦免他们。
And to give the best to our enemy is to forgive them.
将最好的给我们的对头，就是容忍，就是忍耐。
And to give the best to our opposition is to forbear them.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够做到这个给予而来领受他给我们更大的福气。
And we ask the Lord to bless us so that we may give in order to receive more blessing.
我们现在一起同心跪下做结束的祷告。
Let's all kneel down and offer a concluding prayer.
我们愿意接受帮助按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
If you're willing to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.